Good night, everybody. I'm your host, Mike Brookson, and you're listening to Teen Rambling, the podcast where I talk about teenage problems. Night, everybody. First of all, I have to correct one thing that I did bad in this intro, because I will not be post-editing anything, hopefully, if everything goes right, but the thing is, this is not only about teenage problems. This is about my way of living as a person, not only a teenager. So that's the thing that I think I have to change in the future episodes. So let's start by thanking to you all my listeners who have been listening to me, those of you who are faithful to my Saturday episodes. Sometimes I release a special ones in the 25th of December, Christmas Day. I release the Christmas special. And I think I have another special that I have launched. And I have to thank to you all who have been listening to me, who have been faithful. There's only one more thing that I could ask you, and that is to give me feedback telling me what do you think about my podcast. And if you want to do so, please email me at mikebrookston@gmail.com. The email will be in the description if you want to know. Sorry, I have to drink a little bit of water. Give me a moment, please. So, let's start to talk about Christmas. So, when people think about Christmas, they think about gifts, and that's what I'm going to give to you. Although I don't agree that Christmas is about gifts, but I will tell you how it was for me. So, first of all, this year I didn't get too much gifts, and that's a good thing, because I'm no longer only into the things that I get, I'm also into all those kinds of things. What I got was lots of clothes, and the thing that I asked everybody, money. And a special thing I asked to my mother was for her to give me a cologne, my favorite cologne of all, Davidoff Hot Water, not the cool water, because I think the cool water is a girl's cologne, but a girl's perfume. But if you use it, I don't blame you. I've seriously tried the hot water, and you will thank me for the rest of your life. Is so much better. And so I received money, and what did I decide to do? I decided to upgrade my podcast equipment. So I bought a Rode Procaster and a shock mount, and I ordered them tonight. I'm still waiting to receive an email from some guys from whom I want to order that boom arm, the mic stand, because I don't want to pay for shipping. I want like Amazon free shipping, and sometimes they say that shipping is free, and then when we receive the email with all the billing, we see shipments. Imagine £20, because I'm ordering from the UK Amazon. So that's it. I invested some of my money in upgrading the podcast. Normally it takes like 2 weeks to come to my doorstep, because I live in Madeira Islands in Portugal, so it has to go to Portugal, to the mainland Portugal, and then to Madeira Islands. So it's a long journey. But going to the central subject. Oh, and by the way, I hope you have had a wonderful Christmas. Just saying, if you want to say anything special to me, you can email me. The email will be in the description. But the subject of today's podcast is traveling. So, the things about traveling. Wait a second, please. Sorry, really thirsty today. But the things about traveling. First of all, why do people, and especially why I love traveling? And the first thing of all that I have to tell everybody, if you don't know the subject of my podcast in iTunes, but at least in Stitcher, is society and culture, because that's the thing that I love about the world, and especially about traveling, is the culture, the other cultures, to see the way that other people live and to be thankful for what I've got. That's what I love about traveling. I've already traveled to lots of places, but I have to say, the most wonderful place I have ever traveled, because of the cultural shock, was Tunisia. And it was so beautiful. It was before the revolution, so it was kind of weird being there and, like, 1.5 years later, seeing the news that the people there were starting to do a social revolution. Because while we were there, our guides, we went, like, first I have to explain things by steps. We went to a safari in the Sahara Desert, in some, how are they called, Toyota Land Cruisers. Wonderful cars, by the way. I will put the thumbnail of this episode will be a picture of the car where we traveled. So we did a safari in a Land Cruiser all the way. We traveled all the country. The average of kilometers that we traveled every day was, I think, 100 kilometers. It was the average, so lots of time inside a car, but everything we saw, we were, like, always stopping to see things, and the desert is simply beautiful. We saw lots of, for you fans of the Star Wars, I can't remember, but there's a village in one of the Star Wars movies, and it is in the middle of in the desert in Tunisia, and we were in that village, and to see everything, when we look to it from a far distance, it seems the real deal. But once we get up close and enter, like, I don't know the names, the little houses, we see that it's all made of fiberglass, and we were like, what? This is so strange. So this is my the thing that I wanted to explain to you before saying that the guide of that our guide of that trip, when we were visiting government monuments, there was always a big picture in the hall of the president. I don't know the name of the president, but there was always a picture, and my father asked, why is there always a picture of that man in every monument and museum that we enter? And he said, when he talked about the president, he was never with a smile on his face. He was, you could see the anger and the spark of revolution shining in his eyes. So my brother always said that if someday someone killed the president, it will be our guide. It was an awesome time in Tunisia, seeing the culture. It isn't as conservative as many of you may think, because it's a Muslim country, it's not as conservative. People are so welcoming. It's awesome. I recommend to everybody to visit a Muslim country. It is the most wonderful experience I've had. I have visited two Muslim countries, Morocco and Tunisia, and I preferred Tunisia. I don't know why, I just thought it was better. It's like Morocco is, we can say that is a more developed country, especially in Morocco. There's one of the biggest harbors in the world is in Casablanca in Morocco. So it's more developed than we could say Tunisia, but Tunisia is awesome. Being in the desert is the most wonderful feeling. It's so beautiful at night. Oh, one night we stayed in like an oasis in the middle of the desert, and there were like palm trees in the oasis, and if you go went through that palm trees, it was sand for miles and miles and miles and miles. From what you could see, it was only sand. And we were in that oasis in tents. We're actually sleeping in tents. You can't call them tents because they had air conditioning, so it's not really a tent. But it gave the idea, and in the middle of the night, there was a time when they shattered all the lights, and we went to a tower in that oasis, and at the top of the tower, we looked to the sky, and I have never in my life seen a sky that is so beautiful. Every 30 seconds, you could see a falling star. It's true that you can have one wish from every falling star that you see. I would have everything if I spent an hour there looking for falling stars. It was beautiful. I recommend to everybody to do. It's not a really expensive travel. It's really not a very expensive travel. If you went to Cuba or the Caribbean islands, it's much more expensive. And wait, now, like, if you go to other Caribbean islands, but it's like Cuba in the Caribbean islands is a different thing. The culture there is awesome. I'm very sorry for those of you who live in the United States that can't visit Cuba, but it's wonderful. The culture there is very good too. But for me, Tunisia is the best country I've ever visited. It's truly amazing, and I recommend everybody to visit it. But I have also places where I want to go in the future. And I want to visit Asian countries like China. I would like to go to Macau, because Macau was a Portuguese colony. At the pictures that you see of Macau, it resembles Portugal so much. The streets, it's everything there is so similar to Portugal. So I want to visit Macau. I want to visit Hong Kong, Taiwan. I want to go to Japan to visit Tokyo. I want to, because I've never been to an Asian country, and I think that their culture is so amazing and so interesting. And thankfully, my father is going in the next year, 2014. He is going to work at New Guinea. And so I hope that someday he invites me there and I can go with him to all those Asian countries. I would love that. It's one of my goals in my life is to spend a month in the Asian countries and going through all those cities, because I think that their culture is so amazing. And if there's any one of you who's living in one of an Asian country, please contact me at mikebrookston@gmail.com because I want to know more about your culture. But if you live in other country and you want to tell me about your culture, you can do it too. Email me. So that's the thing about traveling. If you want to expose your points of view and opinions, you can do so. Email me at mikebrookston@gmail.com. Also, please give me a feedback. If you can, please give me a feedback. Follow me on Twitter too at @MB and then Uxson. So Brookson, my M Brookson with the M and the B capital letters. And the only thing I have to do is to thank you all. Is to thank you all for everything you have been giving to me. You're awesome and have a good night and hope you enjoyed this episode.